you get it and you can't cope with it, you know. And generally, they'll generally eat the grains then.
What message would you have to anyone newly diagnosed with diabetes?
It's a big change in your life generally. You would probably be stressed out just having the diabetes to try and, you know, stabilize yourself, control, because it is a new thing that's happened to you. It's a change in your body and everything. But generally, try not to worry about it and be very, very careful with it. I mean, doctors today, and especially me, with my specialist, they help me in a big way where I can cope with it. You know, a lot of it does depend on how the doctors and people help them. But I would generally just say not to worry about it and try your best to control, you know, the best control you can. Some people cope with it very well, and then other people can't cope with it, which is, you know, understandable. We're only human beings, but it's a very, very difficult thing to have and to control it. You know, I feel quite actually proud about it, really, and still having my license as well, which is a great bonus, which is my sort of bread and butter, really, like, you know.
And you've said how your specialist has helped you, so what advice would you have to medical staff on how to help diabetics?
Generally, just to tell them not to worry, which when I first was diagnosed, I was very stressed and worried about it, and try and make sure they look after the feet, their eyes, anything slightly wrong. I mean, your immune system can be very, very low, and you can catch, you know, especially your face, you know, you can get verrucas or gangrene or whatever. I mean, anywhere I go for a shower now abroad or at home, I wear flip-flops because of verrucas, you know, bacteria and everything. Things like that, just looking after yourself, really, in general. As long as I do, then I don't see a problem. You can live quite a normal life with it, you know, as I do, like, you know.